Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I am Kendall.
And I'm Janelle. And welcome back to you as well, Ken.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Yes, I missed you guys too. And it's always weird watching the episodes without me there because I'm always like, oh, I would have said this or I want to jump into the conversation.
Of course. I know. But even when I was recording without you there, I kept being like, oh, I wish I could get Kendall's opinion on this or whatever. But I mean, overall, the episode was pretty well received. So yeah. I appreciate you guys sticking with me.
Really well received.
Just us two. Half of our crew is missing. Sydney, we missed you too. Sydney's back this week.
Yeah, you guys did a great job. I was super, super impressed. And yeah, I was kind of bummed out I wasn't there because I had a lot to say on the Tana situation. Yeah. I was pretty fucking pissed about that and definitely had thoughts. But like Janelle said, I've been going through a hard time, which I feel so weird that every week for over a month now, we've been coming on the show
saying that.
And sometimes I'm like, are we just whiny babies? But I know we're not, because I'm telling you, we're strong people and we really have been going through thing after thing after thing. Like, and a lot of it we haven't gotten into. Some of it I've kind of shared. But I had something pretty bad happen to me last week that I'm still emotionally getting over. And I do want to open up about it at some point because I think sharing my story will help not only me, but other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need more time to heal before I'm ready to really open up about it. But I wanted to thank all of you who left me such kind, loving comments, truly wishing good things for me, praying for me, setting intentions for me. It just was so heartwarming, even when you have no idea what I'm going through. Just knowing how many people care about me and you and all of us. It's kind of wild because, you know, we don't know you. You don't owe us anything, you know, and it sometimes amazes me that people care so much.
I couldn't agree more. But it's so well said. Yeah, after opening up to you guys about my little health thing last week.
And you
I mean,
too.
God, the amount of support and the amount of people's stories that I read of people who have lost someone to cancer or know someone who's fighting, or some of you were saying you're fighting now, like, it just really touched me. And I'm just so grateful for this community. And
me too.
Again, like, I can't tell you enough, my heart goes out so deeply to those who are impacted by cancer because, it's just wild.
Yeah, there were a lot of really intense, heavy comments coming in. And I think it's, you know, I think when we kind of got the idea of doing this show from the beginning, our first idea was we're going to make this really positive, funny show where we're just going to constantly be laughing and filling everyone up, and it'll just be your positive space. I think we even called it like a
bullshit fest.
No, well, that was the first idea.
that was the birth
of the show. It was supposed to be called like bullshit sesh. We're like, all right, we don't want it to just be bullshit though. Yeah. The more we thought about it, we're like, we actually have some good things to say. Exactly. It's not all going to be bullshit. But when we started this, I think we called it a positive podcast or something.
I can't remember.
Dose of positivity or something like that. And I still feel like our show is very much that.
Yeah.
You know, we are still talking about even if it's harder things, hopefully we are spreading positivity in a way and helping other people.
And building the community of like a safe space.
And I guess when I started this, I didn't know how many people would actually be interested to hear about personal things going on or if they would care.
Sure.
You know, I just didn't realize. So it's just so cool to see how this show has developed and that we can have really serious discussions and that we feel safe to do so.
Yes.
I mean, like I said, I'm going to be opening up about what I've been going through soon. And the only reason I'm going to do that is because I have this platform. I mean, I would never go to my main channel.
No.
Because it's so different.
Yeah, it is.
It's a different group of people here. And it really does feel like a safe space, as weird as that may seem.
Even though it's
to
like
people,
still like, on the internet.
Yeah, it's a bunch of strangers watching you. Of course, there's still people that say mean things and whatever. But it's just like, it's overwhelmingly positive and leaves me with so much joy every Sunday when we get to post this show and see these comments. I'm getting emotional because it really meant a lot to me. Just people randomly tweeting me like really kind things. Really kind things that just meant the world to me over the last couple of days. And I know I probably missed a lot of them, but just thank you. I know you don't even know me personally. You don't owe me anything and you don't even know what's going on and you still care so much. So sometimes it's just, I'm very, very thankful for this job and for all of you. And before I just start crying immediately, it's just, I've been very emotional lately.
You couldn't have said it better yourself. Like, I mean, or I couldn't have said it better myself. Wow.
Thank you.
Really, really working. My brain's working great today. But truly, I mean, it was amazing how many comments were like sending my love to Kendall. Yeah. I was scrolling through Twitter, seeing things. Mm-hmm. It's just so, so nice. And like you said, you know, you guys don't owe us anything, you know, and the fact that you not only like want to sit and watch us talk about whatever, but then like you go out of your way to leave a comment or to tweet or a DM, you know, those don't go unnoticed by any means. And we truly cannot thank you enough for that type of support. It's amazing. And you guys truly feel like my friends. And when I was just like a viewer on YouTube, as I've been for 10 years, when people said that, I'm like, what does that mean? Like, what do you mean friends? Like, you don't even know these people. I think you're kind of just like, you know, sucking up to them. But it's really, I'm so genuine when I say that. I feel like you guys are my friends. And sometimes I think about like, oh, I'm posting this on the internet. What if like other people from high school or people I knew in my past, like I would never want them to like know all these things that I'm going through. But then I'm like, but I don't care about the, like, you guys, like, I trust you guys.
Exactly.
In the weirdest way. I've never met you. At least I haven't met all but two of you I've met. But like, other than that, you know, I still feel like really safe and like I can trust you guys with opening up. And I know that you guys can feel the same as you guys open up in the comments. And nothing makes me happier when I see a comment and there's other seshies on that comment, like supporting each other or relating to each other. Like, that is so cool. We built a community, I genuinely feel like. And I just couldn't be more grateful for having the opportunity to reach thousands of people. That's crazy.
I completely like now agree with everything you said. I mean, totally. It's not something that you can really understand. And I think with a smaller audience too, it feels even better in a way. Yeah. Like you'd think the more subscribers, the better. But like, that's more when intimate. It gets hard to keep up with comments and to remember. I remember when I first started YouTube, I would recognize usernames. And at some point, I just couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't remember all of them. I would lose track of the ones I did remember. Yeah. And I've kind of gotten that all back with the sesh because it's so much smaller. And now I can I recognize people. I'm like, oh, that same person. Always, I know their story already. And it really does feel like friends. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, even if you're not on the internet, like in a creative sense. I know Josh has made genuine friends just from video gaming and meeting people on Discord or meeting people on Twitter. And I think that's way more common. And that's just true. The age that we're in,
that's a great point. And I think going through the pandemic has really, people have really turned to the internet for support because now it's been harder to see people and make those connections in person.
And I get it. Like when you're going through something hard, hearing someone else's story or having even something similar or you can relate to their feeling just makes you feel not alone, especially if you don't happen to have a lot of family support or friend support in your life, or you live somewhere where you don't have any friends right now, or whatever your case may be. I think the internet can be such a saving grace for so many people, really. So, and it really is for me.
I agree.
And I think some people are like, why are you going to open up about certain things, but obviously there's things I don't open up about, and I know like when I'm comfortable with it and when I'm not. And I know that opening up eventually about what's going on is really going to help me.
Yeah, I agree.
And help others.
Help others,
which will make me feel better. It's just this karmatic circle that.
Yeah. Making more connections and realizing like so many people go through such similar things. And when in a time when you feel so alone, you know, having someone be like, hey, I know, here's my story. I understand. I can empathize with you is really wonderful.
Yeah.
So thank you guys.
Yes.
Love you guys. Truly. Like, I mean that.
We're like getting so sappy over here.
Sorry, but I just wanted to like.
This should be called the sap.
The sappy sesh. Maybe we should title it that.
The sappy sesh.
Well, not everything that we're talking about is sappy.
No. Well, I mean, I guess in a way it's
disturbing.
This is going to be definitely a difficult episode, but we wanted to talk about this. We've already gotten so many requests to discuss this, and I think it's a distraction for us right now to just be able to focus on something else as horrible as this is. Wow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yeah, I am just fucking blown away by this. Never thought something like this could happen. Never imagined something. Just wow. So as you probably saw from the title, today we are going to be talking about the Astroworld Fest in Houston that was hosted by Travis Scott.
Yep.
Or organized by Travis Scott, I should say.
Yep.
And about the multiple casualties from the event, the hundreds of injuries, and a lot of other scary reports.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of be going through what we know so far. It is very early on. This just happened. We are recording this on Monday. This happened Saturday night.
Friday night.
Okay, thank you, Curly.
And we're going to try to get this episode out Wednesday or Thursday this week instead of Sunday, just so that it is still a little bit closer to when we're recording. So, yeah, if you see an episode drop early, that's why.
Yes.
But yeah.
And before we get started, I just wanted to quickly talk about the victims that we are aware of at this point. We're hearing that there were, I mean, a lot of minors, all young people. I think the oldest victim is 27. The ages range from 14 to 27.
Yep.
There was a 9th grader, 14-year-old, 16-year-old dancer. There are also young, really young people that have been hospitalized.
The kids.
Yeah, it's just absolutely horrific. So we know of John Hilgert. He was the 14-year-old. He was a student athlete. He loved to play sports, including flag football and baseball. There's Brianna Rodriguez, 16 years old, who was a student dancer. Beautiful girl. Just can't imagine, her mom's completely heartbroken. Best friends that attended the concert, Franco Patino and Jacob Jurenek, who were 21 and 20. There's also Danish Baig, I'm pretty sure is how you pronounce his last name. He was 27 years old, and he died saving his fiance during the concert, according to his brother.
So heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's absolutely devastating. There was also Axel Acosta, who was 21 years old and a computer science student from Washington, and he traveled there to see the show with his aunt. Also, Rodolfo Pena, 23 years old, aspiring border patrol agent.
Oh, wow.
He loved music, dancing, and cowboy gear, and his eldest sister, Jennifer. Also, Madison Dubisky, 23 years old, and she had just graduated from the University of Mississippi.
God, so many young people.
It's tragic. And I believe that is all of the names that have been released at this point when we are recording. There will probably be more. And the number of people who passed away is also expected to increase, as there are several people clinging to life right now in the hospital.
Yeah.
So this is just a tragedy, I think, beyond anyone's imagination.
Yes.
You know, you'd think with numbers like this that it would have been some type of attack, mm-hmm. you know,
sadly, gun violence. That's where my mind goes immediately.
Yep. That's what I first thought when I saw that people were being reported, but then very quickly figured out what actually had happened.
Yeah.
And it sounds like people died from a variety of different reasons. Mm-hmm. And they're still obviously investigating what happened to each person in each situation. So it's going to take a long time. This will come out. We'll learn more and more over, yeah. you know, the next months to years.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. So. I think this is going to definitely change the course of live music and especially festivals. I would hope that this is going to make some type of, I don't know, more regulations need to be put into place. Mm-hmm. More people need to be held account. Artists need to be held accountable if they are irresponsible with their performances and encouraging their fans to do reckless things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just crazy how this all happened, and that I feel like a lot of it could have been avoided.
Oh, absolutely.
If not most of it.
Definitely could have been avoided. And the more we learn about it, the more obvious that really is.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about what Astroworld Festival is, or it's also being referred to as Astrofest. Mm-hmm. It is a music festival that was held in Houston, Texas, which was headlined and organized by Travis Scott and held at NRG Park. It was the third year that this festival was held, and the first one was in November of 2018. And if you aren't aware, Travis Scott is the one who is married to Kylie Jenner, and they are currently expecting another child, and they have a baby together, Stormy, as yep. well, who was at the concert.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At the concert. Yep. And she wasn't the only child there, sadly, which we will talk more about.
Yeah.
So the performers this year included SZA, DaBaby, that motherfucker. He's still there?
I told you. His ass is coming back. He's like, put DaBaby out of the crib, bitch. Yeah. Time to perform.
DaBaby is out of the crib, apparently. Bad Bunny was also there, and Roddy Ricch. I would have loved to see SZA.
Yeah, that would have been sweet.
I almost said SZA.
SZA.
Julius SZA. but anyway, no one prepared for this tragedy that would happen. Like we said, November 5th.
The Friday night crowd at the festival was totally sold out. All the tickets had been sold out. So there was a ton of people there. I think there were about 50,000 people, which I've read reports that there could have been more, and we'll touch on that in a second.
No, there definitely was.
Yeah.
There definitely You're right. was.
Okay.
Way more than tickets were sold.
Yes. So anyways, it was so tightly packed that people were basically crushed into each other and trampled. They were gasping for air. I mean, we'll watch some videos. Mm-hmm. And we're trying not to like react to anything too graphic, because there's some stuff online that's like really, really dark.
Really horrific, very triggering. And also, you know, there's always a chance that one of the victims is in the footage.
Right.
You know, and I don't want to So we've chosen carefully about what footage we're going to be sharing.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I mean, basically this tragedy happened because people were absolutely swarming the front of the stage, pushing up against mm-hmm. everybody as hard as they could. And like we said, this caused 8 people to pass away as of now and tons injured. And because of this, obviously the next day, Saturday, was canceled. So, I mean, I guess you could note that obviously it'd be canceled. It's now a crime scene, essentially. Mm-hmm. So authorities have launched an investigation, but again, it's so early on. We're mm-hmm. recording this. Like, we'll probably know more when it comes out, but you guys had really wanted us to talk about this, and we felt like it was appropriate to do so as well. Like, I'm not just going to like ignore this. This is a crazy incident. So
horrific.
Even though we don't have all the facts, we still wanted to kind of talk about what we know so far and our thoughts.
And one of the most horrific things about this entire situation is the fact that the show obviously continued on for so long after they knew that this was a mass casualty event. They mm-hmm. were alerted by police that this was considered a mass casualty. Mm-hmm. And they continued the show for 40 minutes. They brought Drake out after that point, which only made everyone go even more crazy.
Ugh, God.
But 582 police officers were assigned to this festival, and they weren't able to do shit. And there was also 755 security officers that are employed by Live Nation, which is the company that put the event together.
Yeah.
They do tons of festivals. They do over 100 festivals a year, thousands and thousands of concerts. I'm like,
this is not some fucking Joe Blow event coordinator. This is Live Nation.
Or it's not like Travis Scott's own new team he put together, something like that. Yeah, it's Live Nation, which is really going to be where most of the blame lies.
Yeah, for sure.
So we will get more into the timeline and kind of how this all happened and go through the footage that we've seen right after we take our first break.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, so let's kind of go through the timeline, like we said, and we're going to react to multiple videos. Most of these are on TikTok. God, there's a lot of footage though. Holy crap. Even just last night I was scrolling through it and the amount of stuff that people have posted is just wild.
Yep. It's honestly insane.
It's wild.
And it just seemed like complete chaos throughout the day. Obviously people got in. I'm sure a lot of you have seen the footage of people just going right through the barriers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because there was a mad rush through the gates. It seemed like security just couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Here's the video of it.
We're playing.
Oh God.
It's insane. People are literally like flying over each other. Like there's absolutely no regard. No regard.
No. Nope.
What is going on? People are falling left, right, and center. This is.
I know. Someone could have died right there.
Someone steps on your head. It's
the
wild.
Show should have been canceled and called off at that moment as soon as that happened.
I mean, I don't know why there wasn't security guards figuring that. Because usually GA, at least the GA shows I've been to, it's pretty, like, there's no storming people or running through people. Or if the crowd starts to get rowdy, then security's like, all right, cut the shit. Like, everyone calm down. We'll just wait here as long as we need to. Like, but
well, this is like a different type of crowd, I feel, because Travis Scott has this whole, you know, he's always encouraging people to rage. There's videos of him telling people to hop barriers, fuck the security, come on up.
But if you want to get in this pit, this is your last chance right now. Oh, here they come. Ray, Tyler, get it.
So I think that's like what his fan base kind of thinks that's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not all of them. Obviously not all of them.
Right.
But those types of people. And this is also his hometown. So the crowd there is just extremely pumped. And this is kind of how his festivals and his concerts seem to be. Not this bad, obviously, ever. But that's kind of what the fans who go over and over again are used to.
That's a good point.
I mean, the show should have been called off at that point once there were hundreds of extra people at the venue. That's just breaking fire code.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't know. But then I read that the venue could have held over 200,000 people if it was done correctly, that this was technically not breaking fire code. But I just don't think they had the preparation of housing that many people in a safe and like successful manner.
Well, I'm sure the steps for setting up an event for 200,000 people is very different than 50,000 people and obviously needs way more, not that 200,000 people were there, but way over what was planned.
Right.
They need to have more security, more things set up, more water stations, more medics, all of that.
And absolutely.
None of that was done.
At least one person was hurt in the rush going into the venue, which I'm surprised there wasn't more, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, there was only one.
Yeah, okay. I guess reported. I don't know. Again, this is just what we know. This is just what we can figure out
right
now.
And there's going to be so much more because there will be more people that share their stories. They might not be talking for legal reasons. And lawsuit after lawsuit is going to reveal more information as time goes on. But we also found out that before the show, the Houston police chief actually visited Travis Scott and expressed him directly, not just his team, and expressed his concerns about the energy in the crowd.
That is wild.
Yep.
He said he believed that there was a, quote, robust plan in place for this event.
No, that was the fire chief.
Oh, sorry, the fire chief. Yes. Yeah, different chief.
So he was warned by multiple people. Yeah. And I don't know if the fire chief warned him directly or if they just, you know,
said that
to Live Nation.
Yeah. Wild. Yeah. So yeah, like we said, there was the occupancy limit was limited to 50,000 people, even though it, you know, that space could theoretically hold 200,000, but I don't think it was, there were not enough resources for even the 50,000 that were supposed to come. Cause obviously more people came. Like we said, people were like sneaking in. I mean, this, mm-hmm. the thing that's crazy is that I'm pretty sure there was only one entrance into the festival. And the fact that people were still able to come in just shows that there must have been a lack of fencing or just barricades or something. Cause I'm sure yeah. people were just finding different ways to kind of like sneak in themselves and not go through security. Yeah.
Also, I was from TikToks I had watched and stuff. There was this one girl who was sharing her experience and saying that like even the COVID checkpoint was uh-huh. a joke and that security was a joke because like even going to Red Rocks or any mm-hmm. concert, they check your bag, yeah. make sure you don't have anything on you.
Right. Proof of vax.
Exactly. Proof of vax. This girl said that it was a joke, that literally mm-hmm. nothing was checked. Wow. It was like they didn't do anything. And also I just don't really understand how like, they would allow literally hundreds of people to literally stampede through the entrance because there was only the one entrance that I read about mm-hmm. as well. Okay.
That, so like, I don't know if those barricades were the entrance, could have been a different point.
No, I think the entrance was Travis's head.
Oh, right. You're right. You know what I mean? Like, it was, you like, walk through the
going through his mouth or whatever. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of always been their thing, right?
They did that, like, for Stormy World,
yeah. her birthday party.
yeah.
The big mouth thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really bad. That's really bad, especially this day and age. Like, there needs to be top-notch security at concerts. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's just what we've come to in America, at least, because people cannot handle themselves. So,
and I guess with outdoor events like this, there are, like, no occupancy permits required, actually.
Interesting.
For an outdoor festival.
That's interesting.
Because maybe know. They can't... I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Anyways.
Also, just the merch line, there were people already crowd surfing in the merch line. It was just complete chaos, throwing things. Like, it was just wild from start to finish from people who were there pushing. People were fighting. And then a lot of people have posted videos and just reported online about some very strange music mm-hmm. that was playing before the talent actually came on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I think we have a clip of it.
Yeah, we do. We?
Let's just play a quick clip of it. Yeah. And you might want to skip that part if you're a little sensitive to sounds or frequency beats.
Yeah.
It's
people
weird.
Reported feeling sick after. So let's go ahead and watch
yes.
it.
So I moved to my computer. Like, basically, yes. And then basically, on my computer, I just finished. So this is just obviously incredibly annoying. And one interesting thing that happened is a lot of people, you know, obviously it's TikTok and you can't verify that these people are actually there, but
right.
there's a lot of people who are talking about how that music made them feel sick mm-hmm. ahead of time. And that before the show even started,
causing them some to faint, mm-hmm. feeling numb.
And it's so annoying. I could see how that would just... Especially if you're
so
drinking
annoying.
And you're hot and dehydrated, yeah. you know, that would just add to it.
It's also a music festival. So like people are doing festivity things.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
They're
you know
partaking
what I mean.
In many things.
And I'm just saying like that music, that repetitive music, like even hearing it, that little bit of it, it makes your heart pump fast. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like that is like a, it's, and it's just, it is like mind numbing. And it's mm-hmm. just so like, I just, you, why would you want to be in an environment like that? At a music festival and
yeah.
like just that constantly playing over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That is
sickening.
Literally sickening. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how that's why I don't ever go to things like this. I could never, like, I'll go to a concert here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But crowds really freak me out, and especially loud situations. It just overwhelms my brain. I can't, I would never be able to go to like Lollapalooza, especially for days. I don't know how people.
Like, it's amazing to me that people know yeah. to festival. I mean, God, props to you, because I go to a Dead show 2 days in a row and afterwards I'm like, okay.
Well, yeah,
like,
I would have to bring earplugs or something.
So exhausted.
Like, honestly, yeah, like, that's exhausted. Why this kind of, this event or this incident, that's why this incident really, like, made me feel especially weird, because I love these environments.
You do.
I thrive off of
you love
music
shows.
Festivals. I love shows. I love all that shit. So, like, seeing this and seeing how unbothered Scott was by his crowd is just like that much more like sickening to me, because I would expect the person who I'm paying to go see money and who I admire, who I love, to care enough for their audience to, you know, to pay attention. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's, I don't know. I just think that that's just another little point that, I don't know.
No, I totally agree. I have a lot to say about Travis Scott when we get to it here in a second.
Yeah. I want to talk about this one person specifically, Casey Wagner. He was talking about his experience, and he remembers that he felt like the energy completely shifted around 30 minutes before the countdown, I guess you could say, the timer began. And he said that his friends found themselves reaching for each other, but they were quickly separated and were trampled under piles of bodies. His leg was stuck under someone for a bit. Oh, he feels like that they had to go into survival mode and he could only hear people screaming for help. He said that he lost all hope and thought he was going to die because his leg was stuck He was fighting for his life.
That's hell on earth.
And he said he didn't think he would ever see his best friend again.
Oh, I can't imagine the trauma. And then now so many people are talking too about survivor's guilt. Mm-hmm. The people who did make it out, it's so traumatic. One other interesting thing I wanted to mention, going back to the music that was making people sick. SZA, after she did her performance, it was earlier in the day. She said that she announced on stage that she was going to stay for Travis Scott's performance and that she wanted to meet up with fans, or maybe she's going to do a meet and greet. She wanted to meet fans.
Okay.
But after her performance, she felt really sick while she was waiting around with that music.
Interesting.
And she thought she got some type of bug or maybe caught COVID or something. So she immediately left and she posted a story on something while she was getting an IV, and just talked about how disappointed she was. She didn't get to see Travis and didn't get to meet any of her fans, but that she thought she had some type of bug. So I thought that was kind of interesting because so many people reported similar symptoms. I mean, there was hundreds. Well, I guess we don't know. It's been kind of up and down with the reporting. Some places are reporting hundreds are injured or in the hospital or felt sick. Yep. Just different numbers being kind of reported everywhere. It's not very clear, but it seems that many people were feeling ill, and you wonder why. And there's a couple reasons why, which, we'll get more into that.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This other girl, her name is Madeline Eskins. And again, she was interviewed by CNN and she came out and said that, the countdown timer started 30 minutes before Travis came out. And that as the timer was going down, the crowd became tighter and tighter. And this is when the crowd issue really begins. Before he even comes out, people are pushing up as front, as you know, to get as close to the front as they can, which is, of course, crunching people, making it harder to breathe.
And that seems really stupid to have this 30-minute countdown. So that's just like upping the anticipation, you know, versus most artists will just like come out when they come out. Right. And so no one's really like waiting for that moment, you know, that just seems fucking stupid.
Yep, absolutely. And I guess by the time he did come out for his first song, that's when people already were starting to pass out. Let's watch a little bit of a her clip here.
I was very anxious. I could feel, you know, myself losing the ability to breathe. It was really hard with the amount of people around me. I remember feeling, right before I passed out, I tried to turn my head to tell my boyfriend. I couldn't turn my head, but I tried to tell him to, I really was going to have him tell my son that I loved him, because I honestly did not think I was going to make it out of there. I'm not trying to be dramatic. I straight up thought I was going to die.
When you regained consciousness, what did you do next, and what was happening around you?
I woke up, and I remember I woke up in an unfamiliar area. I think I was put in the VIP section behind general admission. I woke up with a water bottle in my lap, and I looked around, and I watched. They were dropping people off, going back to get more people out of the crowd. I noticed one younger guy looked real bad, eyes rolled back of his head, and I stopped the security guy that was about to put him down. I said, have you checked a pulse? He said, no, I don't know. How can you help me? I said, yeah, I'm an ICU nurse. Let me take a look really quick. Did not feel a pulse. I said, hey, don't put him down. You need to go take him to a medical tent. I said, get him out of here. Another security guard overheard me say I was an ICU nurse, and he said, hey, can you come help us?
Wow, good for her. Having her own issues and then jumping into action and helping other people. Mm-hmm. She's a hero. So many heroes at this event.
Oh, yeah.
So many horrible fucking people, but also so many just heroes. And we'll talk more about other people who tried their best to get other people else help, tried to alert them to stop the show. Oh, it's sickening.
I know. So as, you know, the show's starting, people are getting tighter and tighter. People are saying that it's pretty much impossible to exit. And the only exit was, again, at the front, at the main entrance. And most of the time when there's actually like all of the time when there's events like this, there's some type of emergency exit. There's other exits in place. So I don't know what the hell that was about. What if there was a fire? What if there was a... Mm-hmm. You know, some other type of terrible violence that occurred that people need to get out of there quick. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Wouldn't they have a plan? Maybe there was some type of plan if there was, you know, a violence. Not that this wasn't violent, but...
We're trying not to use the word to trigger you too, but you know what's happened at concerts in America, sadly, in the past.
So they've got to have a plan for that. Like, maybe they plan to just, like, take gates down and just let people go. Yeah. But that should have been done as soon as this was declared a mass casualty.
Right, exactly. Yeah, people said that there were people around each other just collapsing, losing consciousness. One person says, everyone was crying. It was the scariest sound I've ever heard. Imagine listening to Travis Scott and people screaming for their lives at the same time.
Yeah, that's the one of the creepiest things about it is the type of music, the auto tune, like the weird kind of up and down sounds while all this is taking place. Yeah. Like, and it's just, it's like party music while people are dying. Yeah. And obviously there's plenty of footage if you want to look it up where you can hear people screaming. There's full 30-minute clips uploaded to YouTube, and you can hear screams throughout it. There's mm-hmm. timestamps that people are leaving in the comments of, you can hear something here, you can hear something here.
Yep.
And just the way that they were mashed in there. So like if you see some of the video where there are some of the people that were up just against the barriers mm-hmm. or the sides and they're being crushed up against the side.
Yep.
I've personally never been in a situation like that.
Oh, never.
And I would have had a complete panic attack.
Of course.
I get anxious at concerts where there's seats and people have plenty of room, mm-hmm. but like I've never been that close to a stage where there's even like pushing or like any type of mosh pit feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just can't, I don't know. I'm too introverted and weird for that. Like, I just can't push through people. And so I guess I have no understanding of what that would be like. Like, I've been trying to picture what would it be like to have people crushed up against you. And it's not just like that one person's force. It's thousands of people's force. Mm-hmm. And kind of looking more into this and learning about crowd trampolings and things like this, is mind blowing. It becomes more powerful than an ocean wave that many yes. people push together. It yeah. is so forceful.
Oh yeah.
So if a group, you know, starts collapsing, or one person collapses on top of another, and then it's just, totally, I mean, dominoes. I saw dog piles of like 6 to 12 people just mm-hmm. on top of each other. And then not only are they on top of each other and trying to get up, they're being forced in further and further mm-hmm. and further. And mm-hmm. What's really unfortunate is we're hearing so many personal experiences of people just seeing the worst of humanity, people who just wanted to have the best view, were willing to step on people. I saw this dude post a picture of his shoes after the show and was like, great concert, but really sad to all who lost their lives. And he posts these pictures of his shoes that are covered in blood.
Oh my God.
And it's just like, that's so sick. I mean, it's hearing some of the stories. Yes, there were heroes, and it obviously brings your faith in humanity up. But then you hear things like that, and
yeah,
to wow. hear how people are just stepping on people so that they could get a better view of Travis Scott.
And it's really disappointing because at least the most experiences that I've had at concerts is it's mm-hmm. very much like a community feel, because yes. you're all there for the same person, meaning, you know, automatically you have something in common, that you enjoy that same music. And it's kind of like this unspoken rule of like, look out for your neighbor, look out for mm-hmm. each other. You know, try and like take care of each other. You see someone who's, you know, too drunk yeah. or too messed up and is passed out, help them, get them help.
Yes.
If you know, it's really sad that this is what it came to, that people were willing to just mm-hmm. have no regard for anyone else mm-hmm. and just trample over people, step over people.
And of course, some of those people were trying to save their own
oh,
lives
yeah.
and they had no other
when
choice.
When panic
of course.
Sets in, you're like, holy shit, I'll do whatever I can yeah. to get out of here.
But when you're just trying to get to the fucking front of the stage, mm-hmm. I mean, you have no sense of humanity or care for anyone else. And like you said, you know, I haven't been to many shows in my life, so I have really no experience with like big crowds or anything like mm-hmm. that. Or even like, you know, you go to a lot of Dead cover shows mm-hmm. and I think that's a completely different environment, a different, you know, sense in the crowd. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting. There's been a lot of talk around this Woodstock documentary. Mm-hmm. I can't remember this exactly what it's called, but it's on HBO Max. And I watched it last night because so many people were talking about that. And that was a revival of Woodstock in 99 with artists from, you know, from the 90s.
Uh-huh.
They had Kid Rock, Limp Bizkit.
Uh-huh.
I can't even remember the others that were there. Alanis Morissette. And just watching the footage from it, mm-hmm. which was super horrific, how this whole, like, if you have not seen it, I definitely recommend watching it. It's pretty wild how all of this happened, just from a chaos standpoint. Like, sure. people were, like, swimming in, like, a urinal had knocked over, a porta potty at one point had knocked over, and people were, like, swimming in what they thought was mud. And then people started eating it as, like, to be crazy. And there's videos of people just, like, eating the mud, and it's actually shit.
What the
yeah.
fuck?
Public Ew. Showers. The amount of sexual assaults at this oh. was crazy.
Oh,
like
sure.
people were, the big thing back then was to like just go topless, and yeah. like everyone was doing it at this festival, and men would just come up and grab them.
Oh, God.
But even watching that, which was so horrific, I just noticed the personal space, even in like the mosh section
yeah.
for most of it. It got really bad at the end of it. Obviously, if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. But like for the first couple days of the festival,
yeah.
people had some space. Like no one was slammed up against each other. It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
You know, like even watching like people dance, I was just like amazed. Like, wow, people had like kind of a sense to step away
right.
from people, and there were people helping other people. And yeah, it got really crazy because the lead singer of Limp Bizkit, I can't remember his name. What's his fucking name? He incited a ton of violence on his stage and like really ramped people
Fred
up.
Fred
Durst. That's right. And he was completely out of control and ended up, it got so crazy that they handed out, first of all, at this concert, they handed out candles to people in the crowd, like little like light up candles,
okay.
and people started setting shit on fire.
I was gonna say, yeah.
So there was fire
sure.
everywhere.
That's great.
Multiple people died.
Oh my God.
And it was the biggest shit show of a festival probably in history. And Astrofest was worse. There were more deaths at Astrofest.
Wow.
When this was multiple days.
Wow.
So, wow. I mean, that just tells you a lot, you know, like this documentary just came out and people are learning about how bad that was and how far we've come with festivals. And then this happens. And this is the worst thing to happen in all time.
That is so, so sad.
It really is.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, stuff like this has been happening for a long time, sadly. I remember back in, I was hearing about in 1969, Meredith Hunter was at a Rolling Stones concert and actually approached the stage and then was like violently driven off by members of Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club, which I guess had agreed to be their security.
I wonder if they just like decided to do that or if they were contracted out. That's fucking weird.
It's
I've never
so
heard of
bizarre,
that.
But he was stabbed to death.
Stabbed?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know a lot about it, so I don't want to like not speak on something I don't know about. But yeah, absolutely terrible. And I know that from then on, a lot of people who, artists and bands who went to concerts would kind of make it a point to take a step back, get some space. Mm-hmm. You guys are looking a little close, like, take, you know, between these songs, let's take a step back.
Wouldn't and, the Dead do that?
Yeah, the Dead made kind of like a joke at one point. It wasn't really a joke, but there's this one recording and I've listened to it a million times and they're like, all right, now we're gonna play everyone's favorite game, take a step back. And they'd be like, with the drums, take a step back. And like, take another step back and another step back and one more step back. They're like, oh, doesn't that feel much better? And then Jerry Garcia was like, yeah, a lot of your friends up in the front were looking really bug-eyed with how close they were getting. And so I think for a while it was very like, you know, we need to make sure that people have room so that this doesn't happen again. And unfortunately, you know, stuff like this continues to happen. But yeah, like you said, this was by far the worst.
And also with, you know, so much discussion around what responsibility does the artist have, there have been a lot of clips going around of various artists stopping their show, making sure someone was safe, even hopping off the stage. So we'll insert several of those. Chester Bedingfield from Linkin Park.
Hold up. Yo, we got a little problem
up
here.
Pick them up right
Everybody
now.
Everybody up. Sorry, you guys. We gotta look out for safety first, for real.
Let's go over it one more time. When someone falls, what do you do? When someone falls, what do you do?
Really amazing. Post Malone has had multiple times where he stopped shows or told people to make sure, you know, a woman who he had seen fall got back up.
Somebody needs help. You probably think that you okay. Somebody needs help down there. You guys sound fucking beautiful, man. God bless you. Can we get some help down there? Somebody needs help.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for way smaller things than this, that they've completely stopped their shows. And that's just basic, you know,
care
in music events, too. Like, that's like, that should be a top priority of any company that produces this type of event.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I don't understand what possibly could have gone wrong here other than just pure.
I would feel responsible as an artist of like, these are people coming to see me.
Yes.
Like I love these people.
About them. Right. Oh, Kurt Cobain. There's a great clip. I want to play that too.
Hop on the field, anybody?
How's it feel, huh? Look at him, look at him!
Look at him, look at him!
There's Such Logic, amazing, there's man. Linkin Park. Yeah, let's just go ahead and run through a few clips.
Is anyone coming to you? Has it been sorted? Oh, I can't believe that. I can't to me. Can you go? Someone's on the way. There you go. There you go. Can you move out the way for the medics, please? Can you see them coming through? There they are, and why?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Very carefully, very calmly, move like this right now. Side to side, everybody that's in the middle, move, move.
Move, move, move.
Thank you very much. Please keep quiet. You're gonna be all right, don't worry about it. I say, I can't tell you how many times this shit happens at a concert. This is real. I want you guys to make sure that you feel okay and you're good. Is it another one? Well, let's do the same thing. Somebody pick them up and everybody right here, look at me. Everybody look at me. And I want you to spread like this. Boom. Boom. Don't worry, everything's fine.
I love you, Logic!
Yeah, she's gonna come with her. Is it your friend? You're coming. Come on, don't worry about it. Are you guys okay? You having a good time?
Yeah!
Well, listen, you guys make sure that you're drinking water, stay hydrated. People come here, they wait outside for hours all day. You know what I'm saying? I get it, I feel you, but it's like, it ain't worth waking up in a hospital tomorrow. If you're thirsty, go get something to drink. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yo, stop with the lights. Stop. I ain't playing a song. Look at that. Let them figure that out. Make sure everybody's cool, dude. We're far away from hospitals and stuff, so let's make sure everybody's just right.
I wish I could get it.
All right, she had a seizure. She's okay. We're walking around right there. She's all good. She woke up, saw my face.
So that just really shows you how an artist should care for their fans, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so let's continue with the timeline
All right,
here.
Let's continue on. So around 9:30, officials started receiving the first reports of people who were injured in the crowd, and they requested more help on the scene. And the police chief actually went to producers and alerted them that people were going down. Again, at 9:38, so just a few minutes after, the police chief officially declared a mass casualty event. And again, only 2 minutes had passed from the time that it was declared a mass casualty event to the first person getting help. So everything starts happening really, really fast. And again, witnesses described that everyone in the crowd was like screaming, stop the show, help us. People are passing out. It was drowned out by the music because it was so loud and
but
so chaotic.
Was it? I am struggling with that because here's the thing. There was multiple groups within the crowd that were chanting in large numbers, stop the show, stop the show.
Yeah.
People were screaming for help, hundreds of people. And let's remember, Travis Scott is on some fucking like stand. He's not only like is he on the stage,
right,
but he's on this.
He's like way, yeah. He's got like a bird's eye view.
He's got a bird's eye view, the best vantage point in the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the amount of fucking cameras on this shit, because this was an Apple Music live stream event.
Mm-hmm.
So they had all this pressure for this amazing show, and they had so many cameras, like every single angle, up above, right behind him, underneath him. Someone is monitoring those because it's a fucking live stream,
right?
So someone's watching this,
right.
And I just don't believe that no one saw anyone doing anything. They were literally holding people up who had passed out. They were trying to like crowd surf people out and get them to the barriers. And then literally, dude, because they had no other choice, I'm not blaming people who did this, but they were throwing injured people over the barricades, hoping that they could get medical help.
Unbelievable.
It truly is fucking shocking.
Concerts,
I've never heard of anything like this.
Half the time, the monitors that are out on the stage and shit are showing people in the crowds, like dancing and doing whatever. So it's like, hello, don't tell me you didn't see this.
And they have so many different angles, like and multiple people watching each angle. It's Apple Music. The amount of money that went into this fucking concert, like let's talk about the fire, the fireworks, the massive
stage,
everything. And so let's fucking hope, with all the money that went into this, that he at least had an earpiece that someone could tell him what was going on.
Right.
Totally. Because I just don't believe when the police are coming to Live Nation or whoever they alerted this to, mm-hmm. that this was a mass casualty event, mm-hmm. and they made the decision to keep fucking performing. Yeah. That's on Travis.
Yep.
That's on Live Nation. That's all on everyone that coordinate that, whoever was in charge of communicating this, even the cameramen, as people were walking up to them and trying to tell screaming the cameramen, they were like,
people are dying.
Get away, get mm-hmm. away. Cause mm-hmm. all it's all about the profit and about the hype. And I truly think that I have a lot of thoughts because I think Travis is personally, I think he's a total clout goblin. Like he's addicted to the hype, to the numbers. Mm-hmm. He's always about making his shows look crazier and wilder than everyone else. And mm-hmm. with this being filmed by Apple Music and being some big event, I think he wanted it to just look nuts. Like it was just insane.
Yeah.
And there was no thought at all about what could have happened. And I just don't believe that he wasn't at least somewhat aware. Maybe he didn't know how many casualties or just how bad it actually was. Uh-huh. But you're seeing an ambulance in the crowd trying to get through. Mm-hmm. You're seeing multiple people, whole groups of people caving in on themselves. I know he fucking saw
it. I know.
That.
It's yeah. wild to not be able to.
Go ahead, Sid.
No, I was just going to say, like, if he was that high up and there's that many people, right, even if, like, in different sections, he could easily see the crowd coming towards or like people falling down like mm-hmm. here and there, mm-hmm. people being
thrown.
Yeah. Like he's not like he's, I feel like he's acting like I had no clue. Blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. You're looking at everyone and maybe you can't see it clearly. Yeah.
And then not to mention people are getting on this. Well, it's not a traditional ambulance. It was like some type of golf cart ambulance.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers started getting on top of it to get a better view. There's videos of people climbing on top of this ambulance so that they could get a better view. The amount of like, I can't even wrap my mind around a person like that. Like I would want to rip their asses off there and beat their ass.
No, it's sorry, it but is it's fucking like, terrible.
How could you do that? What the fuck are you thinking?
An ambulance mean? There's only one thing that means is something or someone is hurt. Something's going wrong and they need to get like, what do you do when you're driving a car? You get the fuck out of the way.
Yes.
What makes this any different?
And at a concert, it's very rare for an ambulance to be going through the crowd. Yeah. Like if someone broke their arm or passed out.
A bouncer comes, picks them up and walks them off.
Exactly. So you've got to know this is not common. And then let's for a second talk about Kylie Jenner, who's filming all of this, posting to her Instagram story, dude, as the ambulance is trying to get through this crowd.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm like, I think, like I said, these people are hype addicts. They care so much about how everything looks. Look how many fucking people, the ambulance, this is wild. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. Better, like, he's the best rapper in the world. And I don't think there is any thought of like what the ambulance fucking means, dude. It's not just looking crazy. It's,
right. I mean,
and you're Kylie Jenner. You could have done something. You could have alerted someone. Like, you don't think if she started freaking out and raising a stink that it would have, they could have gotten this shut down.
Absolutely.
It's just, I think that was the most mind blowing part about this is to hear that this was considered a mass casualty and it went on for 40 fucking minutes and then Drake was brought out, which is only going to make everything worse.
So bad.
And they're jumping up and down on the stage. I can't even think about how many people were probably jumping on people's bodies. Oh my God. It's so sick.
It is. It's truly fucking terrible. I mean, there's really no excuse, honestly. There really is no excuse. I guess Travis would only take tiny little breaks between his songs before starting another one. Mm-hmm. And the crowd was like screaming mm-hmm. for help.
In between breaks. Yeah. Yeah. When the music was off, he should have been able to hear it.
Stop the show! 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 Stop the show!
Yep.
It's so mad. I just don't believe that was pure ignorance.
Yep. It's absolutely terrible. At one point, there's a TikTok that shows Travis pause his performance, looked confused at the crowd as an ambulance drove through the crowd, but then he kept going. There's reports that he had stopped 3 times to ask those people to help others. I don't know if that's true.
He did stop. I saw at least once.
Here's one of the parts where he asks for them to stop.
It's an ambulance. Whoa.
I don't know why the show still went on after this.
The fact that it continued after that, like she said, whoever this TikToker is,
yeah,
fucking trash.
It is.
He, that's just straight up confirmation. He saw the ambulance and he chose to keep going.
Yeah.
And all of this is going to be used against him as evidence absolutely. In court.
Of course. So. Yep.
I have a quick question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm wondering if you guys know this answer, but do you guys know if there was like a point when, you know, other, like the fire department was alerted or like the other, you know, police department? I know there is police there, mm-hmm. but why it went on, like why this wasn't just completely like they couldn't do anything about it. Like I'm just curious.
Why
like,
didn't they shut
yeah,
it down?
Why didn't, why was there like a mass amount of security?
I'm a bit confused about that too. Cause mm-hmm. I know that the, you know, police chief was already aware that it was going to probably be a bad situation before the show even sounds like. So mm-hmm. I'm sure they already had extra resources like backup, preparing though. For it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure. I have the same question as you. Like, why couldn't...
Why are the police not shutting this down themselves?
Yeah, they should have just gone. Right. I would have... I mean, at some point, why wouldn't they just walk on the stage themselves or at least get to someone
or like
behind
tear
the
gas
stage
or something
and just
at
be
some
like,
point.
This has to stop or you'll
I guess
be sued.
That'd be worse.
Yeah, yeah, that would... Yeah, that would definitely be worse. Yeah.
Take that back.
No, I know what you're saying to like...
Do something to shock the crowd enough to get them to get out of that area. Yeah.
Obviously, that would have made everything worse. But I mean, you'd think that there would be something they could have done. I think they easily, if enough police come behind the scene, behind the stage, and they're like, you need to shut this down right now or you're going to be sued by the state.
Right.
I'm confused too. I think a lot of the details we just don't understand right now, to be honest.
Exactly.
It's
very fuzzy.
It's very
still.
Confusing.
People say it's unclear if he heard cries from the audience, blah blah blah. Again, I don't know. Yes, he paused for a few times, but like you said, he kept going.
I mean, people are gonna go fucking nuts for that. You know, there's people passing out in your crowd. People said they couldn't even breathe because there was like limited oxygen, and then all the smoke from the fireworks and the fire things, like it was just so heavy and hard to breathe. And especially if you're short, then you're just completely stuck underneath all these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wild.
Well, also people took their, obviously people took their children, and this was like the first festival for a lot of people. Yeah. And like, this is going to be, I don't even know if they'll ever be able to go to another concert again. You know what I mean? Like this
is
probably,
I
don't think I would be able to.
I think a lot of people from this will have trauma for a
fucking
long time.
Trauma for, exactly. And like, I don't know. Like, I'm thinking about like all the kids that were there, and like
the
that's just heartbreaking. Like a 10-year-old, there's a 10-year-old in critical care right now.
There should not. Yep. I'm sorry, but I think it is so irresponsible for concerts and these types of festivals to allow kids to go to shows. There is no reason for you to bring your kid to a festival,
especially a Travis Scott festival, which has a history of, you know, people jumping over barricades, violence occurring. Like there's been things in the past. I can't imagine as a parent ever thinking that's a good environment. There's video we will overlay of a 2-year-old being held up in the air.
Yep.
I mean, I have no words. I honestly didn't ever, I've never really been to something like that. I've personally never seen a child, especially under 5, at a fucking concert myself. No, I've never seen that.
I see it all the time.
Yeah, but that, especially at a rap concert, the amount of like weed and drugs that are around.
Right.
God, someone's going around pricking people. We're going to get into that in a second. But people were getting shot up with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
What if that happened to your baby? I'm just, oh my God, dude, I have no words. I didn't think that was even a thing. I did not think you could legally bring a child.
Yeah. Now, some shows are 18 plus, 21 plus, but
and Travis
most
Scott
aren't.
Should have been. Why was it not? What the fuck? Yeah, Stormy was there.
Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know, like I just, it's so irresponsible for literally everyone involved. If he wants to think about it that way, Stormy could have got hurt. You know what I mean?
Yes. And
like, there are so many possibilities. Like Kylie could have gotten hurt.
Yep.
Like, no, and they were so like right behind. They were literally like right behind the crowd. Like they weren't that far from like the GA. You know, I don't know.
Well,
if
they were
GA,
like in this VIP section in the beginning, and like you'd think that okay, maybe that could be safe. She's surrounded by Kylie's bodyguard. She's in her own little room thing, whatever. But then there's footage of her walking through the crowd with a bunch of bodyguards around her, and she's holding Stormy, and she's going through the fucking crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm just like. mind blown by that.
And she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're clearly not doing good security checks here. Who knows what people could have been bringing in? Like, if they're not, if they're barely checking COVID stuff, are they barely checking purses? If people are bringing in that much
checking that drugs, video of them trampling and running through.
Yeah. You can't check it. So the whole event, as soon as people broke in, should have been called off
from the beginning, from the fucking beginning of it.
Yeah. It's really bad.
I know. Yeah. And I know.
I mean, with people freaking out too, like that bad in my mind, because at first, like you said, I did think it was a shooting too, because I, pretty mm-hmm. sure that's what the news did say at first. Denver news.
Like very early on.
Interesting. I
read it again. I was like, wait, there was no, you know,
gunfire
or whatnot. Yeah, but I'm just wondering, like, too. Being there, if someone brings in a weapon or something, and I don't know, I'm just in my mind too. Imagine all the panic and whatnot. Yeah. I just think it was already so bad, but
unfortunately, most mines in America go directly to that. When you hear a loud noise or you hear people screaming mm-hmm. in a loud event, I mean, that's kind of what we're programmed to think now, sadly. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, I'm sure that the screaming and the people passing out already is scary in itself, but then all those thoughts start to come out and people start panicking and then they're desperate to get out and your body is, you're going into like fight or flight mode and you're trying everything you can to get the fuck out of that situation. If that's trampling other people or just like, you know, doing whatever you can.
It's like survival instincts, you know, and I don't think you can even really understand what that would be like unless you've ever been in a situation like that. Like it just becomes life or death.
Exactly. Yeah. So then only like 40 minutes after this whole thing started, the festival was stopped. And that's wild that in 40 minutes, all this shit happened.
Well, I think it'd been like happening throughout the night, but 40 minutes from it being declared a mass casualty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, I mean.
And they're, like we said, let's get in more into this, the drugs that were going around. So
let's go ahead and do that. But before we do, let's go ahead and
take one more break. Okay.
We'll be right back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So there were also several reports on Friday of people who claimed that they were pricked by needles at the show.
Yeah.
And the one that's kind of verified at this point was from the Houston police. The chief actually did a press conference confirming this because it was kind of going around. TMZ reported it first, but people weren't really sure because it's TMZ, you know.
One of the narratives was that some individual was injecting other people with drugs. We do have a report of a security officer, according to the medical staff that was out and treated him last night, that he was reaching over to restrain or grab a citizen, and he felt a prick in his neck. When he was examined, he went unconscious. They administered Narcan. He was revived, and the medical staff did notice a prick that was similar to a prick that you would get if somebody's trying to inject.
Narcan is a drug that's used to treat narcotic overdoses, and luckily he was revived, and medical staff noted the small prick. They actually saw it, so they were able to confirm that that's what happened. And there's several reports of people feeling that way. And you wonder how many of the deaths, because I know some were cardiac arrest, some were trampled.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder how many of those people had also been affected by whatever this was. I'm guessing personally, don't know at this point, but I'm guessing it was probably fentanyl.
Probably.
Because it's so rampant right now. And if someone was really trying to harm people, that would probably be the easiest way to do it, sadly. So I wonder how many of those people that were trampled had passed out, or how many of the people that were passing out, was it because of the heat, of the compression, not being able to breathe, or was there other things at play? Like how many people actually were given these drugs?
Because
if you pass out, maybe you could be trampled after that.
Right, right. Yep, that's a great point. And obviously, once you're already passed out,
then you're going to get more injured because you're literally laying there unconscious from being pricked, and now you can't help yourself. And it, I mean, also the fact that even if you weren't pricked and you were willingly taking substances or drinking or whatever it was, if you're under the influence, you know, you're dehydrated, there's loud music. It's just a whole recipe for something to go wrong. And then once you add in the actual crowd surge into that, I mean, it's just, it's literally a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. And I do kind of wonder like how much, you know, this person who was going around pricking people actually had to do with all of this, because this is so insane and nothing we've ever seen before. And I was asking people on Twitter today who have been to large festivals if they've experienced anything like this. And some people had experienced like crowd rushes and panic attacks and creepy things happening, but obviously nothing like this. No. And so I guess to try to make sense of it, I'm wondering if like how much the drugs really played into it.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm not sure if we'll ever be able to like really definitively.
Well, they have to interview people and so many people will be subpoenaed as witnesses.
True.
So Travis, of course, is claiming that he had no idea what was happening in the crowd until he was off stage.
Right.
Again, I find that really hard to believe. Obviously, Travis, he's an adult, but there's like a lot of professional adults who should have been looking out and should have come on the stage, told him in his earpiece. I know that he had an earpiece. Come on. What kind of jank? There's no way that he didn't have one.
Well, people were saying that that was the reason why he couldn't hear the crowd was because of his earpiece. So
well, there's probably one earpiece and he does probably have like the music in. I mean, I guess, but also no. You can see people.
Yeah, no, like that. I'm just saying like that is so conflicting because
he saw them.
He saw it. Like he literally even saw it.
And venue staff, festival directors, executive producers, they have the opportunity to buzz in his ear. Hi, stop the show or run on and usher him off.
Also,
but they just didn't do that.
People were literally like going up to staff and telling them, hey, people are fucking dying. We need help. And they were literally, like you guys said, like they were literally shushing them away.
Yeah, we'll put in some clips of that as well. Two people, heroes, climbed up onto the stage and were screaming and trying to, you know, help however they could. And they were literally being shooed away.
So yeah, so Travis saying he didn't know is complete bullshit.
So let's play his response, which was very weak.
Yeah.
Very weak and light, way too lighthearted in wake of what has just happened.
I just want to send out prayers to the ones that was lost last night. We're actually working right now to identify the families so we can help assist them through this tough time. You know, my fans really mean the world to me, and I always just really want to leave them with a positive experience. And anytime I can make out, you know, anything that's going on, I stop the show and, you know, help them get the help they need, you know. I could just never imagine the severity of the situation. We've been working closely with everyone to just try to get to the bottom of this, the city of Houston, HPD, fire department, you know, everyone to, you know, help us figure this out. So if you have any information, you know, please just contact your local authorities. Everybody continue to just keep your prayers. I mean, I'm honestly just devastated, and I could never imagine anything like this just happening. And I'm gonna do everything I can to keep you guys updated and just keep you guys informed on what's going on. Love you all.
Dude.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking
really
statement
bad.
Is that?
Really,
and
really
then it's
bad.
Like Instagram statement too. It was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sad. I'm working with the police to figure it out.
I'm not sure at that point he like fully understood the magnitude of what this means. And I mean, dude, he is so fucking done at this point. So when you organize an event, you have to apply, obviously, and concert venues are responsible. It's not the artist that's responsible. Right. So concert venues have an insurance policy, obviously, and they will only accept people that, you know, are known for having shows that can be maintained and don't have a history of this. So it was probably hard for him to find a venue that would allow him in the first place, considering he's incited violence in the past. He's had people jump over things. He's encouraged people to climb on things. Right. He's always done this shit. And he actually was arrested and charged at one point for inciting violence in one of his crowds. So it's probably hard for him to get this as it is. He will never, ever be able to do anything this large, maybe even another concert again, because he will always be known as the person who had the most violent concert in fucking history. Like, this is so damaging to his career. Not that I feel bad for him at all, but like, it is fucking over.
This, I don't know if it is.
Dude, I don't, this isn't just like fucking up and being canceled. He he's of course there will still be fans, there'll be people that defend him, but this is a major stain on him, on the Kardashians, on Kylie. The way that she acted about it,
posting that and then taking off the Instagram and then posting up a little word blob that was like, Travis and I are broken and devastated. My thoughts and prayers are with those who lost their lives, were injured or affected in any way in yesterday's events. And also for Travis, who I know cares deeply for his fans and the Houston community, I want to make it clear that we weren't aware of any fatalities until the news came out after the show, and in no world would have continued filming or performing. I am sending my deepest condolences to all the families during the difficult time. We'll be praying for them, praying for their healing, blah, blah, blah.
Of course. Okay. Maybe they didn't know about the fatalities. That's quite possible. Oh, sure. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But you knew that there was serious injuries going
on. There's something going on. Someone's ambulance is flying through.
I know that at least Kylie had to hear it. And the crowd was chanting, stop the show, so loud and for so long and from multiple parts. You got to know something is bad. It's not, I can't understand that response. It's complete negligence. It's no regard for anyone else. Profit and hype over everything else. And there's just truly nothing anyone can say.
Yeah. It's absolutely terrible.
I was never personally a fan of Travis Scott's music.
I was.
You, I know you were.
Not like a huge fan, no, but you, I like him.
Yeah, and I totally, I get it. It's probably really hard for fans right now.
Well, people who are like diehard, like if that's your favorite artist, I can't imagine if the Grateful Dead did something like this and people were dead, I would be fucking devastated.
Yeah.
I'd be devastated.
How can you not be angry, especially as one of those
so
fans?
So pissed.
Especially being
You're like, you let us down.
Yep.
You don't give a fuck about us.
Just continued. And then even there are clips of Travis, you know, there's someone who is being, they'd either passed out or being taken out on a stretcher, and he like, you know, shut down the show. And then he continues singing.
Oh, oh. Just play it slowly. We need somebody to help him. Somebody passed out right here. Somebody passed out right here. Hold on. Don't touch him. Don't touch him. Everybody just back up. Somebody jump in. Come on. Come on. Security, get in there. Let's get in there. Let's get in there. Let's get in there. Let's get in there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He continues singing this like creepy auto-tune.
Was he, is it the one where he was like really, like it was like a very slow kind of song?
Yeah, and
he
was like,
yeah, that was.
I can't deal with the auto-tune stuff. He has way too much auto-tune for my personal taste. Yeah. But and honestly, that's what's so creepy is thinking about people who were on the floor trying to save their lives or dying. And meanwhile, this creepy auto-tune, such obnoxious music is playing so loud. Like, I cannot imagine what the ends of their lives were like.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible. And like you said, back in 2018, he pled guilty to disorderly conduct at a outdoor venue in Rogers, Arkansas. And I guess, the police said that he encouraged people to rush the stage, bypass security, which is just so stupid. Like, these are your fans. Don't you want them safe? And I guess a few people were injured in that rush. And then, additional charges were held and put on him for inciting a riot and endangering the welfare of a minor. But I guess they were dismissed as part of his plea deal. And he was required to pay $6,800 to the two people who were injured at the show. Back in 2015, he pled guilty to reckless conduct in Chicago after he was accused of sparking a stampede at a summer festival by urging fans to climb over barriers.
Yep.
And a judge ordered that Scott be supervised by the court for a year. He is being sued by a concert goer after he fell from a balcony at a show in Manhattan in 2017. Travis denies that he did anything wrong in that. He has a history of having issues with live performances. So let's go ahead and talk about the lawsuits that are happening right now.
Yeah, and there will be more by the time this episode goes up.
Yeah, there will definitely be more. But he's so far facing more than a dozen lawsuits. And again, it's only Monday, so we can assume there will be more. And then at least two criminal investigations are also underway. So specifically, a few people that have come out and spoken about their lawsuits is 23-year-old Kristen Paredes. I'm not sure. She was one of those who were severely injured, and she's suing Live Nation and the venue. And she claims that she felt an immediate push at the front of the GA section as soon as Travis went on stage. She says the crowd became chaotic and a stampede began. Many begged security guards hired by Live Nation Entertainment for help, but were ignored. The lawsuit also claims that Travis had incited mayhem and chaos prior to events, or prior events, like we had just talked about. And defendants knew or should have known that because of Travis's prior events that, you know, this is already kind of a high stake. You need to, he needs to be on extra watch, essentially, because of his history.
Oh, it's just such a nightmare. I'm so disappointed in all of them. Like, it's just, and especially, like, you know, it's hard. When I first heard about this, I felt bad for Travis before I understood any of how this happened or, like, saw the video footage myself. Because I was like, this is a failure of Live Nation, the security, and maybe he didn't know.
Yeah.
But the more you see, it's like, how
did you not know?
How did you not know?
Hey, let us leave! Let us leave! We turn to
Travis! Make some noise. Everybody put a middle finger up to the sky because my boy ready to raise. My boy wanna raise.
There was another lawsuit that was filed from a man named Manuel Souza, who was crushed and injured. And then, yeah, jury trial is going to be determining the exact amount of damages according to Manuel's lawsuit. But he is seeking monetary relief of over $1 million.
Yeah, there will be several. And, you know, these plaintiffs have plenty of evidence, visual evidence, video evidence, you know.
Right.
It's a pretty solid case. And it's looking like Travis will be held liable. I mean, he better be in some form. And I hope some people from Live Nation, like, literally go to jail over this. I hope it's not just like a bunch of fines that those rich assholes can just get out.
I think it'll be that.
Well, I can't even let my mind go there because then I just get so pissed.
I hope not. I'm not saying that's what I want by any means, but I just have this bad feeling.
I just hope, like, come on. Like, there's cancel culture. There's people who make mistakes. And then there's this kind of shit. You know, this is like so unexcusable and not a single excuse for it. I mean, I could never be a Travis Scott fan after seeing how this was handled.
It's very disappointing.
And his actions afterwards, that video.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
That is so pathetic.
I can't even.
Absolutely
remember
terrible.
Remember how, obviously this is a completely different situation, but remember after Manchester and how emotionally torn up Ariana was. And obviously she didn't continue performing. Everything was shut down immediately.
But she had
genuine concern, genuine care for her fans, put together a charity event, helped all of the families, and was immediate about it.
Yeah.
She was immediate. And it wasn't just like a bullshit little statement. It was so heartfelt and you know, and you see all these other artists like we played earlier who care so much about their fans that they will cut it in the middle of it. Tell them, shut off the music, shut it off. And some of them are like walking out into the venue and risking their own safety to make sure someone's okay in the audience, or stopping people from getting sexually assaulted. And this is just,
it's so mad.
It's so fucking sick.
I did, right before we started recording, looked up just to see if there was anything that had come out. And the latest news is that Travis has offered to cover the cost of the funerals for the 8 victims that have lost their lives so far.
That's the fucking least you can do.
Yeah, I know, right?
I guess he's also
partnering with BetterHelp to provide free therapy.
Oh, wow. So BetterHelp is getting a fucking sponsorship basically
out of it. Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I was just going to say right now. It's like, that's just money for him.
And I have thoughts on BetterHelp anyway.
Yeah. So I
can I just say, I feel like one thing about his reaction that's so alarming is how, like, I don't know what the word is, like how out of reality he is with like everything that's happening. Cause like he is, he's Travis Scott. He's popular. Like, I've never been a fan of him. I've never liked him. I think he gives me the creeps, to be honest. I don't know why. I just don't like the dude. But
he is, this is just proving that him and his whole like entourage and Kylie too, like she falls under this. They're so jaded. They're so blinded by the reality of,
so true.
Of a normal human being. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. And honestly, yeah. I think that's why Travis was so late to respond, because mm-hmm. I don't honestly know if it even clicked to him that mm-hmm. people were dying and that you can just buy all this away. You know what I mean?
Right. And from that response, I think that's pretty spot on, because it didn't seem like it had fully registered in his mind what had just happened at his show. Right. When he made that statement.
But you would think his publicist would be like, bro, you're going to have to do a little better than that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they gave him like a little script or something, or just like.
Honestly, it kind of sounds like all of their managers and all like the people in authority, from Travis and Live Nation and this fucking.
Yep. Festival, profit over everything. Hype over everything.
But it also looks like they just kind of like step back and are like, all right, Travis, this is you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it really does seem like nobody was in charge here. Literally nobody's responsible. Nobody's going to be held. You know what I mean?
And that,
I just have so many feelings about this. I have so many.
I know. It's so frustrating, because it does come back to, like I said, money over everything else, especially for Live Nation. To think that maybe it could have messed up their Apple deal or whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
And so it was really just profit over people's lives.
Yep.
And it's like a really sad world that we're in, that, you know, you'd think the natural human response for everyone, you would hope that as soon as you hear someone has died,
right,
there's casualties,
right,
that who cares about the money? Stop everything now. Stop. Like, and just from a PR perspective, how fucking stupid
that's what I'm
are
saying.
They?
Like now this has happened and it's terrible. And then it's one thing with the event, but then it's another thing how he's reacting now. I'm mm-hmm. like, even if it's not coming from his heart or he like doesn't register, I'm like, as a PR person who works for Travis Scott, wouldn't you be trying to do damage control mm-hmm. now that all this shit has come out? And maybe that's what they're trying to do now with paying for the funerals and paying for better help and blah, blah, blah. Roddy Ricch is donating all of his profits earned from his performance to the loved ones and those that were dying.
Travis should have been his first thing he said.
All the profits
from this are going to be going towards some type of fund for the victims, because there's
so many people.
And maybe
they're working on that behind the scenes.
And everyone better get refunds for this show.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. I'm like, I wonder if they're going to they have to refund, right? Like that.
I guess.
They have to. I would assume so.
You would hope so. I mean, fuck. Yeah.
Some of John's good friends were there and they were like, mm-hmm. I mean, one of them tweeted about how he was like, I can absolutely not speak on what I fucking saw there.
That is so scary. Horrible. That is so sad.
I'm so glad they're okay.
Me
that
too.
It's so terrifying.
Yeah.
But I just also from a PR perspective, from Live Nation's perspective, mm-hmm. these people are one of the biggest concert companies in the world. They do thousands of shows, over 100 festivals a year. And they didn't think how bad is this going to be as a business decision to allow this concert to continue going, knowing that there are multiple people dead in the audience. Right. And they just let that, you obviously know it's going to get worse. The crowd's still condensed. People are passing out and you're just going to bring out more performers and make it worse. It's like,
that's
so intentionally evil and stupid.
Such a stupid business move.
Yeah. Yeah. And this whole thing is so fucked. And that's why I think it's interesting that a lot of people think that this could have been some planned event.
And I don't know.
I just can't imagine why they would do that. And I mean, this is fucking so career damaging for Travis. He's probably, like I said, won't be able to do a concert ever again, at least nothing like this.
Yeah.
And he's lucky if he ever gets a venue that will host him.
If he still is making music after this, to be honest, I don't know. I don't even know how the dude can continue to make music after this, to be completely honest.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like you said, we'll see. You never know with people, but you got to think too, from the Kardashians' perspective, this is such a PR thing for them as well. Kylie really looks, super responsible, especially filming it.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is the father of her children. And you know how the Kardashians are. I mean, it seems like a lot of things with their relationships are kind of business calculated. I think a lot of us agree on that. And
yeah, definitely.
I wonder how long they'll even be together after this.
Hmm. Good point.
You know?
I don't know. I think it's wild, especially, as parents, I would imagine you would have a different view on lives and kids being there and minors being there. And it just kind of seems like they've disregarded it up until now.
Yep.
And, you know, I really hope that in the future days, weeks, months to come, that they can try to some, I mean, obviously you can't bring these people back. So
no.
Sadly, like the damage has been done for many of them, and it's so devastating, and nothing will ever be able to compare to bringing someone back. But I hope that there will be something done that can try to, whether that's a fundraising event, donating a shit ton of money, partnering with other brands to, you know, try and donate money through them. I don't know.
Or maybe a new law could be put in place for concert law, safety.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Hopefully these people don't die in vain, you know, like that. This will maybe prevent future things from happening like this in the past. I
mean, if they can, you know, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott have huge platforms and tons of power. You know, can they join with victims' family members to try and get them in front of courts that can help bring some legislation in? I don't know.
And I feel like certain artists, like I said, Ariana, you know, other people out there would do that and would already be thinking about that and not just do it for a PR perspective to look good and clean up the situation, but because they genuinely care and they're heartbroken and want to help.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't see that really happening. I was going to just say, like, obviously, we have a very, very small fraction of followers compared to these people and no one really cares and this would never happen to us. But if we, for some reason, held a meet and greet or some type of event and even one of our fans got injured
in any way,
or let alone lost their lives.
I would be so
mentally disturbed and feel so much guilt and responsibility and just wanting to do anything I could. Yeah. I can't imagine just staying silent. How can you sleep?
Four days really gone by.
It's all of them, all of them. Gross. And I hope people go to jail. There's no excuse for
No excuse.
It's pure negligence. It's lack of human regard for human life and profit over everything. And it's sick. It's the world we live in. It's all about money.
It really is. It's all about money. Money makes the world go around.
It's so sick.
But so terrible.
We are going to wrap up the show there.
Yeah.
I know this was, definitely a tough one, but I know a lot of you guys are interested in this and wanted to hear our thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Let us know your thoughts below. Yeah.
And next week, we might touch on any new updates that come out because there will be more.
Definitely. There will be more. And like we said, we'll try and post this a few days early than we normally do to try and keep up with, you know, so that not too much time goes by. But that is going to be it this week. Oh, also real quick, I just wanted to thank you all so much for your support on Charlie and Maggie and Lila's contest. Really appreciate you guys. And that's it for this week. Glad you're back. I missed you.
Thank you. I missed you too. Thank you for holding it down for me.
Of course,
I love
anytime.
You.
Love you
I missed
too.
You, Sid.
Yeah, missed you as well, Sid. You didn't have your partner back there either.
And I think after, I'm about to go to LA this week for some work, and I think after just a week of getting out of my house, clearing my head, I'll be ready to talk more about what's been going on next week.
We'll take your time.
Yeah,
I will. I'll do what's best for you.
I will.
So that is it for this week, you guys. We will see you on the next sesh, but until then,
keep it fresh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.